News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Child Protection and Family Services Agency, CPFSA, is reporting that over $6 million has been collected to date to aid the reconstruction of the Walker's Place of Safety in Kingston. This following a recent donation of $100,000 by the peer counsellors of St. Catherine High School. The students made the donation last Monday, along with a contribution of 12 boxes of clothes, books and toys. CPFSA Chief Rosalie Gage Gray says the outpouring of support has been overwhelming and has provided well-needed funds towards the rebuilding process.
The last count, we're over $6 million. That's just the cash. Kind is, wow, a lot of contribution in kind. Because we're focusing on the rebuilding efforts, we wouldn't mind contributions in that area in cash. But there's always a need for care items, non-perishable items.
Mrs. Gage Gray adds that persons may donate food, educational supplies, and personal care items at CPFSA offices island-wide. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says the Tourism Workers' Pension Scheme is expected to be up and running by the middle of this year. Minister Bartlett says the Pensions Committee, chaired by retired actuary Daisy Koch, is currently working to complete the preliminary processes related to the scheme.
And finally, the long-awaited pension plan is now on the horizon. We had two sensitization sessions with the workers, having completed the sessions with the employers, having done the necessary legislative arrangements up to the point where we are now ready for the CPC to review and to send it in its complete form to the Parliament.
Minister Bartlett was speaking at the Tourism Service Excellence Awards held at the Montego Bay Convention Centre recently. The Tourism Service Excellence Awards recognized exemplary contributors to the tourism sector throughout the years. The Embassy of Japan has handed over two specialized ambulances to the Heart Institute of the Caribbean, valued at roughly $10 million. The ambulances were provided through the Japanese Embassy's Grassroots Human Security Project. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton, who was present at the handing over ceremony, lauded the continued efforts of the Japanese Embassy at bolstering the country's health services.
Let me begin by expressing, of course, on behalf of the government of Jamaica, our gratitude to the government and the people of Japan for its consistent support and contribution to the health sector. The friendship between Japan and Jamaica extends for a very long time, and it's manifesting itself in the contributions that you're making, certainly to healthcare and wider community.
The new emergency vehicles are equipped to respond to all cardiac emergencies and feature defibrillators, ventilators, and portable electrocardiogram machines. Located in Kingston, the Heart Institute of the Caribbean is the regional center for comprehensive and sophisticated diagnosis and management of all forms of heart diseases. And the National Works Agency, NWA, is to start spray patching works on multiple roadways in five parishes during the upcoming week. Spray patching involves the repairing of potholes with the application of a mixture of asphalt emulsion and stones with the use of a high-pressure machine that uses compressed air. The five parishes which will benefit under this initiative are Westmoreland, Kingston, Manchester, St. James and St. Andrew. Nearly 5,000 square meters of roadway will be patched in each parish over a two-week period. The agency recently completed spray patching work on over 20 roadways in Kingston, Portland, St. Catherine, and Clarendon. The works are being done as part of a $123 million island-wide spray patching program being financed through the Road Maintenance Fund. The program began in February. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Learn more facts about the Disability Act.
I have a disability. I am getting married. And guess what? You can't stop me.
That would be discrimination under the Act. You also have to make reasonable arrangements to accommodate persons with disabilities, like ramps, sign language interpreters, or special computer software.
Make a start and play your part and learn all the facts on the Act. visit jcpdja.com. A message from the JCPD,